In the year 1914, 111 years ago, on this very day, the world found itself immersed in World War I. Along the western front of Europe, British and German soldiers huddled in trenches across from one another, separated by the appropriately yet sadly named No Man's Land. And the only personal connection these troops had with one another was that they shared the same goal, and that was to kill one another. Yet as this day turned into night, a new connection began to be made. As the British troops began hearing, drifting from the German lines, Christmas carols being sung, and small fir trees with lanterns being erected. Soon, both sides began sharing messages of Christmas greetings, and eventually a Christmas truce was formed for the day, one that became quite famous. The opposing troops left their muddy trenches and approached each other on what just moments before had been land no man would have dared to walk upon. Gifts were exchanged, photographs taken, and even impromptu football games were played. The world, which had been at war, had a day of peace. These enemies who had just been shooting at each other were now playing games together. And why? For on this day, a child had been born to them. And what child was this? A child whose name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. A child who turns battlegrounds into playgrounds and no man's land into football fields, and a world at war into a world at peace. Is not that why we gather here this morning, as those soldiers did, only 111 years later? That we gather together amongst the battles that we face, the wars that we face, the world of our heart, which may find itself at times in wars with anxiety, with fear, with worry, with family division, with loss, with doubt, with addiction, and with suffering. We gather where at times our hearts feel at times like a no man's land, empty and lifeless. Yet tonight we are given, or today we are given a rest from these wars and battles to sing carols, take photographs, exchange gifts, and even play games. Why? For the same reasons those soldiers did. For on this day, a child is born to us. And what child is this? A child whose name is Emmanuel, God with us, Savior, Jesus the Christ. A child who brings peace to the wars of our hearts and fills our empty and lifeless parts with joy and new birth, just as he did 2,000 years ago, just as he did to those soldiers 111 years ago, and just as he does for us today and every day. So on behalf of myself and St. Joseph Parish, may you have a very Merry Christmas this day, and may this child which brought peace even to a world at war 111 years ago, bring a peace to the wars and battles of your heart today and every day. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ, the child, the Prince of Peace.